What's going on? It's Edge Code and we're back.
Back with the sticky.
So extra.
Yo, we're back. I am so happy, so thrilled to be back. Thank you so much for tuning in right now to basically season two, right? Like season two.
Yeah.
Episode one of Ange Code, the podcast. I'm Angelica, aka Ange. If you are new to my show, if you didn't tune in last season, make sure you check those episodes out. But my show is all about being unapologetic, being raw. We answer anonymous questions. And I got some new shit that we're going to throw in this season. You feel me? Some new little segments I'm excited about. Nah, but we're here. I'm so happy to be here, y'all. Like, it's been a whole year. It's really been a year. Last episode was like last September.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's been a while. So here we go, right?
Here we go.
So introduce yourselves. Go ahead now.
What's up, everybody? My name is Shayla. You might have heard of me before on the show for Ladies Night. My Instagram is nonchalant, S-H-E-Y-L-A, and Angelica, it's very nice to see you again. Yay! On the East Coast.
Hey, I've been in California.
The best coast.
California.
The Beast Coast. Yeah, East Coast, Beast Coast. Nice to see you, mommy.
Dairy.
What's going on, everybody? It's Dairy. Let's see. I got an Instagram. It's Fresh Justice, 3 S's in the fresh. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got. Good morning.
Right, it's early as hell. I got them good all morning. Up in here. I got them some Dunkin' Donuts. Listen, you feel me? Turn my man Bright up. Turn his mic
she
up. Go ahead,
Bright. Person. Can you hear me? Yeah. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Bright here. Creator and host of the YouTube channel On the Bright Side.
Hold on, he said creator and host.
He made that.
I gotta beast my shit.
Go ahead, let's fucking go. Beast your shit. Beast your shit.
We gonna run it back one time. Creator and host of the YouTube channel On the Bright Side. Now I'm playing.
Hey, I love the animal.
Also, my personal Instagram is B-O-S-A-Z-E, Bosaze, and the YouTube Instagram is On the Bright Side _94. Go check me out, y'all.
Let's
thank you,
Angelico,
for having me. Appreciate you for bringing me back.
Thank you for waking up nice and early to come up in here on a Saturday morning.
I'm trying.
Love y'all.
Love you too.
Boogie.
Word. Here it's your boy Boogie, you know, back again. Follow me on Twitter. I talk a lot of shit on there. It's Bugs the God. That's D-A-G-A-W-D.
I love Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter is
my Twitter. Ruthless. Y'all need to follow my shit too. It's the same as my Instagram at @angecode_. So on this episode, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things that have been going on. Some of your anonymous questions. If you hear anything that you fuck with and you're on Twitter and you're like, yo, oh my God, I agree. Or like, nah, I don't fuck with that statement. I want y'all to tweet it and I want y'all to use the hashtag #angecode. What's the hashtag, Bright?
Ange Code.
Ooh, say it again like that.
Oh, the smooth operator is back. Yo, don't act like we forgot.
One time for the one time. #angecode.
Move, motherfucker.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Use the hashtag #angecode, and I want to see what y'all have to say about what we have to say. Let's make this a conversation. So we're gonna get started right away. One of the submitted questions, and I did a poll on my Instagram.
All right.
With this question. So I'm going to tell y'all the results after, you know, we talk about it a little bit. So the question was, do you think Tekashi 6ix9ine is wrong for snitching? But before you answer, Boogie's ready.
Yo, Boogie got some thoughts, y'all.
So before you answer, to give some people some context, in case you don't know what's up, Tekashi 6ix9ine is what right now? He's
testifying.
Thank you. I'm detained. Smacked, by the way. Smacked.
It's okay.
He is on trial and he is snitching on everybody.
Y'all seeing these memes on Twitter?
That boy is
it's a lot. But he,
I'm part of the Nine Trey Blood.
He started.
He Shayla, too, is part of the Nine Trey
Blood. This is like my grandma's part of Nine Trey Blood, I promise.
He started with Jim Jones and then it kind of became like a conversation on Twitter and on social media, because then he just randomly, it was like, Cardi B is now part of, is according to Tekashi 6ix9ine. So that's like a little bit of context behind that. But do you, so he's snitching on everybody now. Do you think that he is wrong for snitching? Because he could go to prison for a really long time.
For like 47 years, which is a really long time. Right. But yo, 47? It's like, he's in I feel like he's in a tough situation. Like, he a little bitch for snitching, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But he's in a tough situation because niggas kidnapped him, beat him, fucked his baby moms, like, everything. God. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was doing my man's dirt. Like, how could you be loyal to niggas like that? You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, damn, you really out here.
But the same
Nine Trey did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nine Trey did that. Like, Shotty and Harv.
Drake has a line and he go, you know what it was when you signed up.
That's facts.
My boy Daniel Hernandez is fucking
He wants the full government.
Daniel Hernandez. Yeah. My man, 6ix9ine. My
you
man,
gotta
6ix9ine.
Say his name, the, Daniel Hernandez.
Daniel, the one who's saying, police pull up on me, I don't know what happened, police pull up on you, you're gonna get the yap. You know how badly that shit aged? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, my man.
A lot of
milk.
Yo,
like milk.
Like,
outside in the sun.
Outside in the
He's
sun.
He's squealing right now.
Yeah.
He is definitely squealing. So do you guys agree that, like, do you think he's good for snitching, or, like, you think
he's
that...
He's good for snitching? No. Where?
Or that he's wrong for snitching? Let me go around the room. Shayla, do you think he's wrong for snitching?
Of course.
Do you think he's wrong for snitching?
Hell yeah. And can I say why?
Yeah.
Thing is, man, he went into it posing like he was a street nigga, right? And later on, he even got involved. Like, he made the hit, or called the hit, whatever, on Chief Keef, right?
Yeah.
So how you gonna be about it then... And have all them niggas do your dirty work, and then you squeak. Like, I get that they did you dirty, but you chose the street life, and that you gotta follow a code. That's
right. Like, he still made hits, but we're gonna keep going around the room, actually. So,
Do you think he's good for snitching, or you think he shouldn't have?
I think it was a whack choice, because at the end of the day, like, how can you be loyal to all them niggas when they did what they did to you? But at the same time, like, that man gonna have a hit out on his head, like, if he does get out. So I just it's tough, but I don't think he's really gonna get anything out of it.
And what kind of, like, witness protection you gonna be in, bro? You got 6ix9ine tatted all over your face, bro. You got 6ix9ine tatted all over your face.
He's literally one of the most identifiable men in this country.
Like, in the whole damn world. You got rainbow hair with 6ix9ine tatted all over your face.
You know, I didn't think about that until you said that, bro.
It's not gonna work out.
Not one at a time. Or two. So we already know Boogie's answer.
Yeah.
Of course. So I did the poll on my Instagram, and 71% of people said he was wrong for snitching, and 29% said, nah, he good. And I think the 29% that think that he's good, because one person DM'd me, I was like, he good, because what if you was facing 47 years, like, you're not gonna, and they did all this stuff, like, and I was like, eh.
But at the end of the day,
this
you
what
chose
signed up for.
This Twitter tell you who the 29 are?
Yeah.
I can avoid those motherfuckers.
Every single one of them niggas.
I ain't doing no dirt with them.
Absolutely not. So there you have it. Whoever submitted that anonymous question, there's our thoughts on that. I mean, I don't think that he was right for snitching on everybody. And what the fuck?
29% though, I do want to talk to you. Like, I get it. No, he has a daughter, you know, and stuff. I do want to be sympathetic to that. But, I mean, you didn't have to talk. Like, period.
Yeah.
And people
And
snitches.
You didn't have to sign up for, like, if when you sign up for this shit, you know that that's the code. Like you said, Boogie, like, you just don't snitch. Like, you signed up for that risk, my guy.
You knew
guy.
What you wanted,
And in that same respect, too, back to shit, like, you have a daughter, but, like, that's even more reason not to snitch, because, like, you never know what niggas is capable of. Like, you don't know if, like, his family's fucking done now.
Right.
They already threatened
him. It's just not smart. He ain't going to be able to see his daughter.
Right.
Yeah, period.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Next anonymous question submitted. Somebody said, would you ever do a long-distance relationship? And... I got a lot of thoughts on this, and
people submit like said stuff to you.
Yeah, people submit the anonymous questions, but then I did the poll again on Instagram, and it was half and half, yo. Like a lot of people voted yes that they would do a long distance relationship. A lot of people voted no, but it was split in half.
Okay,
would y'all do?
Can I start this up?
Go, bro.
The first thing that came to my mind was. A lot of people probably think it's black or white, but I think what I just thought about is it really depends on the person, because if you.
Of course.
Like, you doing a long, like, if I'm living in Boston, my person is living in Cali, if I'm in love with that person, I'm going to make it work. Yeah. But, like, if I'm in love with somebody, but it's not really, like, I'm going to be with you for life type shit. Committed. If I don't feel that, or if they don't feel that, it's not going to really work. Mm-hmm. For, you have like, to, it's not going to work in the long run.
Mm-hmm. You definitely have to be committed, committed. Like, one thing I've been in a long-distance relationship, but it was, like, Massachusetts to Connecticut, so, like, 2-3 hours. And, during that, it was cool to have a different dynamic in a relationship where, like, Monday through Friday, I was doing my own thing. Like, I was fucking chilling, going to work, having me time. And then every other weekend, we would see each other for, like, 3 days. And it was like a really dope balance. You know what I'm saying? But would I do it again? I would do it again with the right person. I tried doing it with somebody that just wasn't it at one point, and it was just... Yes, thank you, Boogie. Mm-hmm. It kind of felt like it dragged a little bit. It was nice, you know, it was pleasant, but at points it was just getting old. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when it's with the right person, I'm definitely down with it. There's so many people in the world, like,
right, of course.
Yeah. What do y'all think? Would you do it, Boogie?
If it's like the right person, like probably like the only way I would do it is if like we're local at first and like she gets the opportunity to move and I don't. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Like, you have established a foundation.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I'm not going to, like, just meet somebody, like, over the internet or something like that. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Because, like, I'm also, like, a touchy-feely type person. Like, I like to have, like, you know, my shorty, like, near me. I like to, like,
physical
hug up
touch.
On her. Yeah, exactly. And shit like that. But, you know what I'm saying? That's just the type of person I am. So, it's just, like, meeting somebody online and trying to have, like, a long-distance relationship, like, online, like, or, like... Just
to like
general,
establish a connection.
It's going to be tough for me, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Gotcha. So I don't think I'd be able to do it like that. But with the foundation established, like you said, probably.
They got
to
be one of you, Dari or Shayla. Mm-hmm. One of you's got to say no, because this shit was split 50-50.
But I'm waiting.
No, I'm with it.
Okay, Shayla's with it. Dari's not with it. Dari, why are you not with it?
Been there, done that.
Are you saying like indefinitely or like?
Oh no, I'm like I'm not with it at all, man.
Dari's not doing it again.
Damn. Nah, it's not for me.
Period,
man.
Point blank. Okay, don't slide in his DMs if you live outside of a 2-hour radius.
Right.
Not at all, man.
Go ahead.
Back to Boogie's point though. Like, if I knew you and we had a good foundation here and we started here and then you happen to move because of a job opportunity or something, maybe. But other than that, hell no, man. Like, even yo, I thought I was in it with this person. I was out to move. I'm venting a little bit, you know what I mean?
But, it's okay.
I was down to move.
Get your shit off, kid.
It's early, you can do it.
To fucking Florida, bro. I hate Florida. For anybody who knows me, I hate the heat. I like the cold. I was willing to make that sacrifice, though.
Shit happens.
I know. I am a polar bear. But I got done dirt, and I don't know, man. You just never know a person. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Not for you.
And they didn't trust me at all, so like that.
Got you. That's not a good foundation.
Yeah, to leave with that, nah.
Yeah. But Shayla, you would do it.
I would do it. I fuck with them because I feel
long distance.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want and I can see you and be excited.
Shay's the type of girl I want to avoid. Yo,
look.
Shots
fired.
Listen. I like that you see them, you get so excited, and then when they leave, you cry and you write about it.
God.
And then you see them again.
All right.
So
next
we're cool.
Question.
Okay, sorry.
I just want drama.
Next question.
I love it. I love them.
So I guess some of us would do a long distance relationship, some of us would not. But yeah, 48% of my followers said that voted on this, said they would do it, and 52% said no. So
I think it's crazy that it's like 50-50.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I
feel like that's real life too. Like, it's really 50-50.
Yeah, like some people are just not with it. Okay, next question submitted. Should your partner know how to give head? Absolutely.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
But then again, there's mad. I watched this video on YouTube a while ago. For people, for this dude, I was like going around.
Absolutely.
Dude, all right.
Sorry.
I think Angelo made her point.
Absolutely.
You know what's crazy? I watched this YouTube video a while ago for this dude. I was going around the mall asking people, like, what was, like, the worst in their ex, like, what was the worst thing their ex was, like, really bad at? And, like, 90% of people were saying, like, the head was whack. So it makes you think about the fact that like if there was that one thing that like your ex was like whack at, it was like most of it was head. So it's like
there's mad people with relationships where they like not getting the head they want, but they just they love that person. So they just like staying.
I will love
just teach that person. You know what I'm saying?
I will love my person who gives me good head. Yeah.
I hear that.
I don't like it.
Wait, what?
What? Wait, no, you have to explain this, Shayla. You have to explain this.
Wow. You guys, I like literally fall asleep.
What? That's not, that don't mean it's
you know what, Shay?
No, you guys just hear me. Right
That's all. Yeah.
I'm not into it. No.
Me and Boogie just did the ill, like, we turned our heads and looked at each other and blinked and were like, nah.
Shay, were they all skinny niggas?
Nah. Like, I've been getting my pussy licked for a while. And I've never loved it.
It's just not your cup of tea?
Nah.
Listen, I've known Shayla for some years now, and
I said it on your, on Station Head one night, and the other girl was like, yeah, I don't like it either. And
oh, you said it on the chat. You said it in the chat.
I fall asleep.
I might have not seen that because my heart is pounding right now. I feel really bad for you.
Oh my God.
I genuinely feel, hey, everybody.
And I'm not saying it's never.
Angelica got FOMO for Shay right
listen,
now.
Listen,
yo, and just Dennis reconsidering the friendship right now.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Listen, I have had great
I'm
head.
I'm feeling nauseous and anxious.
So you've acknowledged that you've had great head, but you don't like it.
Yeah, like I could not have that for the rest of my life. Yeah. Wait, I take it out.
I just don't understand.
And then after a while, okay, I'm like sleeping.
I need y'all to use the hashtag Ange code and let me know what y'all think of Shayla's statement right now because this is absolutely preposterous.
I'm at a loss.
I'm really about to throw up.
Look. If a shorty gave you head, right?
Yeah.
And then right after you fall asleep, no sex. She just gave you head because she loved you. And of course you're gonna fall asleep. You got the itis afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
It's like that.
I'd appreciate that.
It's not like that for sure.
It's like falling asleep with like totally complete uninterest.
Huh. Shayla said, I just need y'all to understand this right now. Listen carefully. Shayla said, stop shaking your ice and moving your straw, next to the mic.
I'm a little crackhead. I love caffeine.
Let me see this.
I'm trying to get all the coffee.
Let's make a
I'm
beat.
I'm tired. All right, my bad.
Make a little reggaeton beat.
All right. My goddamn
Derry said, let me make a background beat right now. Nah, but what were we talking about? Oh, that
nothing.
Shayla's
moving
a
on.
Psychopath.
Yeah. Oh, serial killer.
That probably was what I forgot. That's so scary. Nah, but whoever submitted this question, somebody submitted this and said, should your partner know how to give head? 90% of my followers said they should, and 10% said I don't care. 10% were the Shaylas.
I think
there are people who connect with you feel me, like
we out here
just made mad burner accounts and just like both
right. Shayla was like, I'm not gonna look crazy on this.
It was like Shayla 2257 Shayla 2257 absolutely not.
I did it off my Finsta.
Okay, and the next submitted question was, have you found love in California?
Ooh.
Feel like niggas.
No, I have no business.
And she got the illest smile on her face right now. She trying to play coy, but she got the illest smile on her face.
The red question. Who shot their shot at you?
Listen, I'm going to say a little something.
Or snooping on her.
So, have I found love in California? No. There was like somebody that I was seeing for some time, and it just wasn't like, it just didn't. I thought it was going to go there. We thought it was, no. And then it just didn't. It didn't go there. So, no, I mean, I've been chilling. I've been living my best life. You feel me?
You glowing, too. I see you.
Yeah.
You know, going on a little.
All right. Let me smile like that.
Oh, my God.
No, just kidding. We're
pop pussy for some scallop.
For some legal seafood.
I've just been hanging out. Like, I really, like, about finding love in California. I don't know. California has been like about me finding love for myself, low key. Like, so I guess I have found love like for myself in California. Yeah,
that's a dope way to put it.
No, yeah,
if we had liquor, I would have took a shot right now.
Yeah, right. That was that good.
Right, like,
that's
like, that was like right. Everybody, take a swig of your coffee.
I already drank my coffee.
Thirsty ass.
There's a crackhead. In case y'all didn't know.
I need it.
But yeah, to answer whoever asked that, thanks for asking and for inquiring.
Wait, Ange, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because I feel like Matt will say, like, no one finds love in LA or just like Cali and Joe.
know. Do you feel like that's the case, or do you feel like mad people are booed up over there from what you see?
I think that there is potential to get into a relationship out there. There are a lot of people that are that move there and that just have themselves and that would look for, you know what I'm saying, that are kind of like looking for an opportunity to like connect with somebody in that, in a deeper way. Yeah. I don't know about seeing everybody boot up. Like, yeah, I need to expand my network a little bit more out there to understand it. But yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised what everyone says LA is like.
That LA is just not the place. Yeah. There are also a lot of people that are just kind of like, you know, really just looking to use other people, you know, like, because they're there for a goal, you know, like, and some people will do anything, whether it's, you know, full of integrity or not. Like, some people are willing to do whatever it takes to get to where they want to be.
Right.
So maybe it's hard to find like true love, or, you know what I mean? And people, I don't know, but yeah, I mean, that's my answer. Yeah. Thanks for inquiring about love in California. Next anonymous question. Oh, okay. This one's kind of deep, you know. This one, no, not kind of deep. This one is definitely deep, and I would love to hear what y'all have to say. Maybe we can give this person a little bit of advice, whoever submitted this. They said, do y'all ever feel like life is just too much and you just don't want to keep going?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
And this is obviously a safe space, y'all know. Like,
yes.
Yeah, so, like, have you ever felt that way? I heard a couple of yeses. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, what makes y'all keep going? Like,
I feel like looking at the big picture always is, like, so bomb for me. Like, I have so many older people in my life that, like, aren't there, but you see them make it there. And then we see all these people, especially now on social media, you can, like, legit follow someone's, like, you know, rising, and you can, yeah, I mean, I don't really want to say, like, oh, look at Instagram, da da da, but it's, like, there's so much good around you, like, no matter where you are, like, look at us when we came in today, everybody's excited to see you, to see each other, like, it was just super dope vibes. I really wanted to mention that when I was walking in, because, like, I don't know, I just felt, and why not, you know, like, why am I gonna think that, something, like, nothing is too much, you know, your spirit, everything around you is great, like, greater.
Right.
You're greater.
There's so much more greatness than
whatever the
bad shit is.
Yeah, whatever you're going through in that minute, in that day, for that period, like, you're going to close that chapter. Right, right. And you're going to keep it moving.
That shit is a mess.
And then you got a story to be like, ah, I could help you.
Yeah,
Word.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to share?
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Who else wants to talk about it a little bit? Like, do you ever feel like it's too much and you just don't want to keep going?
I mean,
well, go ahead, Book.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, like, of course people feel like that all the time, but, like, I don't know, it's just like a moment in time, you know what I'm saying? Like, me feeling like it's too much is just like a right now moment, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got shit to do later, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Like, I'm just gonna, like, all right, it's a moment right now. I'm gonna just release these feelings, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't do no good holding them in, you know what I'm saying? So just release those feelings however you want to. Go for a run, do something, you know what I'm saying?
Anything.
Anything, you know what I'm saying? Just do something, because you got shit to do later. There's a whole lot of fun to be having. There's a whole life to live, you know what I'm saying? But you got shit to do, you know what I'm saying? Just release it and move on, you know? That's the only way you gotta, like, well, it's not the only way, but it's a good way to get through it.
Right. Try your best.
Yeah, and just to add on that, I feel like, I think us as millennials, like, we have a lot of goals, and, like, we're, you know, really educated and shit, and I feel like a good majority of us are just, like, you know, just trying to make it, you know, be as successful as possible, and, you know, and what our perception of success is, which may be different, you know, than older people, and, you know, shit's real. Life is real. And shit takes a long time. Certain deadlines or timelines that you know, you thought you had, you may not meet. And you just got to, you know, keep going with it. But it's disappointing because you thought you'd be there. And I know, because I've been there. Yeah. And, you know, I'm starting over and shit. And there's times where, you know, my body, it just, like, you know, dead ass, like, shuts down. Like, I just want to sleep all day. Shit like that. But it is. Yeah, it's good to keep going. And I applaud, like, friends who always check in on me, regardless of how many times I ghost them. You know, because I do that, too. Like, I just want to, I'm at my goals, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to isolate myself. I'm focused on that. And I get lost in that shit. But it's, like, you know, it's good to know that, you know, people really do fuck with you, and like, you know, you make them happy too. It's not just, you know, you know them making you happy. Mm-hmm. So it's good to know that, like Boogie said, you know, go out for a walk, you know, smoke a little bit, mm-hmm. and just you'll be out the next day. Yeah. So that's what yeah. I say. And you know, music yeah. keeps me going for yeah. sure.
That's
so.
Great therapy.
Yeah, I definitely have felt like life is just too much. You know, like I feel like it might be to different extents to certain people. You know, like some people it might have been light for you. Some people. You might feel like life is too much and you might feel that every day for a really long time. And that's valid, like, you know, but in terms of like continuing to move forward, like continue the marathon, you know,
yeah.
like it's not a race to get to whatever that, I don't know, like to someone else, like everyone's path is different. And I feel like a lot of times, like I won't speak for everybody, but like I personally get really anxious about like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to have a house bought by the time I'm 30. Right. Like, I don't know if, and there's people younger than me that have bought a house already. Mm-hmm. Or like, I just get caught up on like timelines and not everyone's path is different. You know what I'm saying? Like when the age you might do that, I might do that shit at 50 mm-hmm. or something that I've already done when I was 18, you might do at 50.
Right. Yeah,
right. So, you know, I think that causes a lot of stress. But what helps me like keep going is just remembering like that everybody has their own timeline. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's kind of something that grounds me, that I'm like, you know what? Like this person did this at this age. I already did that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's valid to feel that way. I would encourage you to like, you know, talk to someone, like seek help. You know, it's always like life is worth living. You feel me? So
I think another way to kind of ease that stress and like get through that mental storm is also like just think about the potential of life. Like a lot of times, like you're going through you're having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, or whatever. But after you've been through what you've been through, and you've been through all that bullshit, you like never know what that looked like on the other side, mm-hmm. what that could mean for your life. And a lot of times when people are like, oh, I just want to end my life, it was over, I'm going through all this shit, it's like you never know like what 10 years from now, like what you'll do.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I think mm-hmm. something that could be good for people is to think about like what could the potential be for you, mm-hmm. and let that be your fuel when you're in like those worst moments.
Yeah, put that energy into like yeah. something like fruitful.
Mm-hmm. And embody gratitude.
You can do it. You can do it.
Mm-hmm. Embody gratitude, y'all. Like when you start being grateful for the things that you do have and putting more energy into that rather than focusing on the stuff you don't have. Like once you flip it and put the energy into being grateful and like acknowledging what you do have, like that shit will change your mind too. So thanks for submitting that. On a different note, this is on a completely, we about to do a 180.
All right.
Somebody said, do you like your booty hole licked?
What's going on? That's a question every single time.
Literally, every other episode. Like, somebody's obsessed with, somebody has something to say about booty hole every time. Yeah, every single time. It's either, do you like it licked? Have you ever done it? Have you ever gotten it done?
Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah. Have you ever put your pinky finger and gave it a massage?
Premeditated booty licking?
Have you ever thought about it?
Premeditated booty murder?
That like was awesome.
Always submit some shit about booty, something. Something about the asshole or the ass.
That shows you where we at in the world right now.
Right.
Hey, no, you know what?
No, we need climate change. You think about booty licking?
I'm not mad at it.
Wait.
No. Right, no, I'm saying like Angie's audience. They got range. Like, you know, we go from what was it? What were we talking about? Fucking contemplating life. Now we talking about booty hole.
Yeah, we have range. Range. I thought honestly, when Derry was like, but wait a minute, y'all. I thought he was gonna say, I do like getting my booty hole.
No, none of that Dwight Howard over here, nigga. Yeah. I'm all set.
I think when we hit 30, we're gonna be all up in the booty.
Honestly,
I'm
all good with it. Honestly.
Never mind.
It's not, you know, some people might already be doing it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, by any means, get yours.
Yeah.
And something that, like, was really annoying one time, like, we were having a conversation about, you know, men and, like, ass shit, you know, like, booty shit. And somebody was like, no, like, that shit is gay. And I'm like, it's really not. Like, people...
Y'all G spots in
it. I think I heard that part. It was your shorty, right? My bad.
It happened before where somebody was just talking about like just saying some nonsense. But yeah, it's like the sex is fluid. You feel me? Like you could be fully straight, like a man who likes a woman, a heterosexual woman, like boom. I mean, a heterosexual man who likes a woman. And you can enjoy ass shit. Like, what was you saying, Shayla?
That y'all G-spot is in your booty.
Yeah, I've heard that, but it's just like, I'm not that. I'm not going to experiment like all crazy like that, you know?
Nah, man. Nah. And I'm going to tell you what. You know, I'm going to tell y'all why. Listen, I'm going to share something real personal with y'all. When I was... It's TMI. Is it TMI? Yeah, TMI. So, I think when I was like around... 12? I got this crazy stomach virus.
I'm scared.
No, it's nothing sexual at all. Nothing sexual.
Okay, go.
I was 12. I had like a crazy stomach virus, right? And I had to take a pill, right? But it wasn't orally. Like I had to like at this they had to do it, and it was the size of a fucking almond. Let me tell you something.
It felt good.
What? No, it didn't. That shit was traumatized. I'm traumatized. I'm good.
Got like deactivated
when
that shit. Yeah. You traumatized off that almond size shit.
The almond isn't gonna hit the G spot, y'all. You need something bigger than an almond.
Mary had to get a pill up his butt.
You need something bigger than an almond.
I didn't know they did that. That's weird.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I thought my mic something happened. Sorry. So I thought you was where you was going with that story. Is like, you know, one time I got a pill up my ass and it kind of felt good.
Imagine like it tickled a little bit.
Right. So
I thought you said he got his ass ate at 12. I was like, where are you going with this, bro?
Maybe we should not mention that right now. Right. Like, but I guess to answer the question, you feel me? If I'm off the Henny,
look at that smile. I mean, right? Y'all can't see it right now, but Ange got the smile of shame. She knows she likes it.
Right, the OG like,
but she got to
cover her mouth.
Got to play the fucking Henny for it.
Okay. It's the smile of shame and the
smile of shame. Never hurt nobody.
My question, why is it the Henny though? Why not?
Nah.
Why is it the Henny?
Nah, because that brings out freaky.
It brings a little...
Freaky tona. Dale tona. I mean, like, not every time. Like, please don't do that every time. But, like, every...
Once in a blue moon.
Every once in a while, you feel me? If we like on some freaky deaky shit, lick the booty, please. Thank you. I'm not gonna ask, but it's like it's a pleasant surprise when it does happen. Oh. Yeah, like it's a little like, oh, okay. Oh, okay, all right, okay, all right. Go ahead now. Yeah. but yeah, I hope that answers your question, whoever submitted that. If you ever want to submit anonymous questions, by the way. What you can do is go to my Instagram or my Twitter account, click the link in my bio, and then there's a little thing that says submit anonymous questions for the show, and boom. Another thing, don't forget to use the hashtag AngeCode. Okay. One thing I wanted to do on this new episode was, you know, we're going to keep talking about shit, but go from the anonymous questions to what's trending, like what's going on in the world right now. So one thing that I wanted to talk about that was breaking news this morning is that J. Cole said he's not doing features anymore.
Oh, that's
dope. Wait, did he say any more or just like not for a minute? I feel like he meant like just not for a minute.
From the article that I read from XXL magazine, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, he said for
or XXL.
Yeah.
Both.
Okay, word. From what I've read, it seemed like he was just done. Like he didn't do features that much before, and then he was like, you know what, I'm gonna have a time where I am gonna do features. Like he was very intentional about doing features this last year or so.
Yeah.
He's been on a bunch of different shit with a bunch of different people.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was super like, throw me on that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Intentional. He released a song with Earth Gang today, and he was just like, yeah, this is it for features.
I said
Earth Star. Isn't Earth Star a group?
Gangstar.
What did I say?
You said Earth Gang, I think.
No, Earth Gang's a group. Earth
Gang. No, they are, but
yeah, but. Yeah.
But it's not the group that the song released. Okay. But yeah, J. Cole said he was not doing features anymore. But maybe it is temporary, like Bright said.
Right. So when I read this article, I wasn't tripping at all because I thought he meant like I'm not going to do it until I get my next album off. And I was okay with that. I was completely cool with that because when he's locked into his zone to do his project, like it's gonna be fire. I
mean, right.
Yeah. And his last couple projects have been without features anyway.
Right. Right. Exactly. And they all been some of the best of the year, in my opinion. So I wasn't tripping at all. But if he really means like I'm not gonna do features forever, then I'm extremely sad because even this past year alone, I'm gonna say like pretty much all 2019, he's probably had his biggest year commercially ever. Like every feature he hopped on was hitting Hot 100, like radio everywhere. Yeah. Like
he's just different on features. Yeah. He keeps talking his shit. That's right. He's like all humble and like, you know, retrospective on his shit. Right. But like he gets to talk his shit on
people. Right. Yeah. I feel like he becomes like the people's champ of what people want him to be when he's on his feature shit compared to when he's on his project. So
on his project shit, he's very like conscious, lyrical, you know what I'm saying?
They're
like,
beautiful.
But he'd be talking not so shit on fun, the features.
But it's yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I like J. Cole on features a lot. Like, it's fun. It's like a fun side of J. Cole that I really like to see. So, yeah, if this is a permanent thing, I would feel kind of bummed. But yeah, another thing that's trending or that's new, iOS 13 came out. Do you guys have it?
Oh, no, not yet.
I don't give two shits about all these new iOS things. I really don't. But that's my shit.
I like it. I just got it.
I fuck with that, Bright. I fuck with that.
I just got it. I usually don't get, like, the updates, every update that comes out. But I just got it, and, like, my phone is just, like, on dark mode.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. That's the only reason why I wanted
it. Yeah, it's like, look, it's, like, on dark mode.
Wait, can't you set that in the...
No, there wasn't a thing before, I don't think. And then you can also...
Thinking of night mode.
Yes.
On Twitter, But my whole look at my messages. The whole shit is
that's just sexy. I can't front.
Yeah, exactly. And then like
I know, right? I got a black phone too. My shit will look fire.
Now you could do like memojis or like your face and emoji. I thought that was pretty cute. What else? That's pretty. There's like you know new little. Nah, I gotta say this. sorry, I got excited. The swipe to text feature fire.
Oh, I saw you doing that.
Remember
in the car.
Android? You remember how Android had the swipe to text?
Wait, how that
I used to have the Galaxy where you swipe and it's like you don't gotta go when you type it.
Oh, you just
go drag it.
Letter to letter, you just drag it.
Yes, that shit. That's why.
Bright, update your phone. Right.
Bright was like update.
You started from like fuck that shit to like oh that's lit.
Oh,
I don't get no fucking updates, man. Fuck them updates.
Oh, you said it's iOS 13.
Dumb strong. I really did.
It's always slow after.
Man, fuck them kids. It fucks up everyone else's phone if you don't got the new one.
I'm just mad because my shit's slow now because y'all motherfuckers I was
that too
shit.
Nah, get that shit. I'm not getting the new iPhone. I'm going to get the next one.
No, I'm
there
getting
isn't
that.
Enough. You going to get it?
You getting it?
I'm talking shit. I might get it.
I'm getting it.
I just got the XR, so I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're super straight. Yeah, I had the X only. No special nothing.
Damn, I'm behind. I got the 8.
I'm still on the 8 when I get like
I got an 8 plus.
My 8 works that's nice. Just,
I'm letting that shit rock.
I love this phone.
Wait, time out.
I do.
You got
the
this is the X. I love this phone.
Derry just sounded like the dad from Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, do you?
You
know how long I had this one?
I used
to. Wait, do that again. Right. Right. Do that again.
What?
Do that again.
Yo, you know how long I had this phone, Chris?
I'm dead ass. Shit, we're perfect.
Stop playing
fine,
with me, Chris.
Oh my God.
I feel you, King. Get your shit off. I feel you.
Nah, I got the 8 plus 2, and like, you know, I'm rocking with this shit. Nah,
the camera's fire. Like, it's big. Yeah. It's cool.
I love my shit.
So I just had the 7 plus before this XR like a month ago.
Okay. Oh, that's a big transition, you know? That's a transition.
So you feeling
right
like, okay, feeling like big nigga on campus
my
now.
Phone was go like Harlem now. Shaking every 2 seconds. Like, yo, I couldn't get it like, to work for nothing.
Next on what's trending. Next on what's trending. Antonio Brown got a second motherfucking person that stepped up.
He got cut.
And
from
he got cut. Motherfucker got cut.
That means it's going through.
I know.
Right?
I feel. I don't know. I feel bad.
Why do you? Why? But if it's true to you, you feel
Oh no!
If it's true, I don't feel bad. But like, if it's not,
if it's not true,
yeah.
No, I always want to give respect to victims. But I mean, the woodwork, you know, the setting right now. I'm not fucking with shorty.
He messaged the shorty, one of the shorties, and sent her threatening messages. Like, why would you do that if you're not,
if you're innocent, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're innocent, why are you threatening somebody? Like, you should. You know what I'm saying?
If you're innocent, you just keep your head low and just wait for the shit to blow.
Yeah, but he's erratic though. We have to look at his persona.
Yeah,
he got CTE.
But still, how many erratic people would do that though? Still, like, even if you were erratic, dude, like, why you like?
Yeah, but he he's careless. He
I don't think we should question victims.
Shorty, that said that he came down just a towel. Like, we got we got to look at that.
Yeah, of course.
The personal trainer, I'm waiting for the facts. Something must have happened because she met with the NFL and then he got cut from the Pats.
Okay,
so she went and spoke.
Jerry, what?
I'm sorry. No, I was gonna say, I disagree. I think you should definitely question victims too. Like, I think everybody's like too PC and scared to do shit. But the truth is, man, you know, not all of them. I don't want feminazis to fucking kill me. But,
don't call them feminazis. Everybody should
kill
be...
you regardless. Now,
right, no, you already said it.
I'm with him right now, fellas.
No, use the hashtag. No, it's Beta Angelica. There are some feminists that, you know, they're ruining it for the rest of us.
Yes. Anyway.
There's radical everything.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like I said, I don't want to generalize, but ahead, you know, Jerry. The point is, they're there. They exist. You can't just disregard that.
There are people.
That's crazy.
Right.
And the truth is, going back to say, he is erratic. You know, you don't know, like, if he didn't do it, and then it's just a fucking stupid-ass street nigga, you know, just reacting the way he did. Like, all fucking pissed off and making the situation worse. But at the same time, it's possible that it happened. I'm just saying, like, be neutral at all times.
Yeah,
but,
I can't call it on this one.
Yeah, you got a career to, like, you know, take care of. You know what I'm saying? You can't just react.
I feel like there have been instances, yes, where, like, we've seen it and heard it, where somebody's like, yeah, this person did X, Y, and Z. And then years later, they're like, they never did that. I lied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I said, like, what you going to do, lock me up? I'm already old, bitch.
Person,
like, what?
Like, Emmett
Till. Right. And exactly.
Emmett Till, I think about him every day, bro. That's why I'm like...
So that's valid, but, like, at the same time, I don't know. I'm going to be real with y'all. Like, it makes me uncomfortable, the thought of questioning victims. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's,
like,
that's
that
fair,
shit,
though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That shit makes me wild uncomfortable because, you know.
That's real. Wait, have you heard of that new movie that came out? I think it came out in August called Brian Banks.
Mm-mm. No.
It's about this football player. I haven't seen it yet, but it's about this football player who, like, caught a case back in, like, 2002 for a girl who said, like, he raped her in college or some shit, but she didn't. And he didn't get released until, like, I think, like, sometime in, like, the early
2010s. That whole potential. Like,
and he had, like, a whole career in front of him and got shut down, like, right as he made it because the chick was like, he raped me.
Yeah.
So,
it happens.
And she's straight lying. She's straight lying.
But I don't know. I'm not going to... I don't know. It's still...
I feel it is uncomfortable, but it's
makes
dangerous
me wild uncomfortable.
To, like, turn a blind eye to anything.
It is dangerous. I think it is important to, like, dig into it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, like, invalidate that, but...
It's still tough though too, because, like, you know, there's women that lied and then there's, like, women that have told people and then their story has just not been believed.
It hasn't been validated, and that shit is trash.
There's some shit on Netflix right now where
Unbelievable.
Like, yeah,
I'm watching that, you guys. I believe everybody should watch that. It's a really dope show.
Unbelievable.
What is it about?
It's about a girl who
let's move away from that other subject.
Well, I mean, it's the subject.
Oh yeah, nah, but you know,
he's like a serial rapist. He's getting more and more, like, he's doing stuff all outside of, like, different districts, and they're trying to catch him. And she, her statement got, like, thrown away because they made her think that she was lying, but she really got raped.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Trigger
Everybody
warning.
Watch it. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Nah, but I don't know. The Patriots released Antonio Brown, and I'm curious to how, even though he's not going to be playing right now, like, I'm just curious to if the victims are going to get the justice that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if justice is going to be served in either way, like, if it's going to be served and how, and what the outcome is going to be. Next in news, well, and what's trending, the hashtag my unpopular opinion is. And I told y'all to come.
Oh, shit. Honestly, you gave this shit to us, like, mad last minute. So I couldn't think of a creative one. Like,
I have one.
I mean, if you're creative, it just will come to you, Bright.
Facts. I'm trash. Mm.
But hashtag my unpopular opinion is.
I got one.
Go.
I have one.
So my unpopular opinion is, if y'all hip to the office. Oh, my bad.
That's my favorite shows of all time.
If y'all hip to the office, I think Karen was better than Pam. Yeah, I said it. Who? Let me tell you why.
The who?
Karen was better than Pam.
Well.
On
what? The yeah. Oh, my nigga, yeah. You bugging. Listen,
yo, facts.
I know. Hold on, let's hear him out. This him out.
No.
She was Jim's girlfriend.
Karen Filippelli.
Filippelli. Sorry.
Come on.
But no, this is why. Yo, look. Karen moved out for this nigga. Like, she was in New York. She was fine. But she moved to Scranton. My bad. She moved to Scranton for this dude. She didn't have to. And Jim was like, oh, you know what? It'd be cool if they come. Like an idiot. And yo, she was a rider. I think she looked better than Pam, too.
Yo,
Pam is a fucking bird, bro. Yo, dog.
How is Pam a bird?
Pam is so precious. For those that don't listen to The Office, sorry. We just like forward like 1 minute. Because Derry has some shit to say, apparently.
She was so unsupportive of Jim when he had the whole athlete thing, whatever.
Yeah. But he also wasn't being that supportive either.
No. Yeah. Why? How could you say such a thing? When she went to Derry art school
like
for 6 months?
Derry looks like a cartoon right now.
Flirt with all them college niggas? Get the
fumes
fuck out of here. I'm sorry, dog. Oh,
Derry.
Bird, bro.
We already know Derry.
Karen all day.
Time out. Derry is like really passionate right now. He literally looks like a little cartoon.
Yo, Pam's
like...
bitching. Yo, Jim's out here making a career. He entertained your flimsy Derry, little art career.
We're just gonna.
Hey, it wasn't flimsy. She tried. Either,
bro. But that was her life, like. Thing, though.
But
like,
she can't do the same. Is all I'm saying.
We're moving on from.
She ended up doing the same.
She ended up.
I'm over your unpopular opinion. Can you go out and go take a breather?
Nah, this is a great conversation.
I'm not top of five.
On one side, I ain't fucking with him, but on the other side, I'm like, yo, I love that you love The Office that much. Though.
Yeah.
I have an unpopular opinion. An unpopular opinion I have is that I don't fuck with buffalo sauce. Like buffalo.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wow. Shit.
I'm not mad at that.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I've waited off it.
Yeah, fucking like buffalo wings, like mm-hmm. buffalo.
Spicy.
Yeah,
buffalo wings and stuff. I fuck with spicy food, but just the flavor of buffalo is just like not it for me. Yeah. That and peanut butter. I don't fuck with peanut butter.
You talking about messy crazy. We're going to have to talk about this peanut butter.
That is my unpopular opinion. I don't fuck with peanut butter. I don't know. Like, I didn't grow up on it. Like, some of y'all know I grew up coming back and forth. From DR here, DR here, like, and my mom found like these fucking, I will never forget it. Like, she found like these fucking cookies with peanut butter in it one time. And she had it. She was like, what the fuck is this? She's like, peanut butter. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Peanut butter.
And I was like, what the hell is that? And some sticky ass, thick ass. Like
yummy ass,
nutty ass. Right. It just wasn't it for me.
So you don't like the consistency or the taste?
Both.
Okay. Well. So no PB&J?
No.
Damn. I like PB no J.
So you do like
so you
peanut
just
butter?
Do peanut
I love
butter.
PB no J.
You do fluff at least? Shay?
Nah.
You just do peanut butter bread. Peanut butter bread.
Fucking cereal killing.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like head.
I can't do that.
What a weirdo.
She looks weird.
She doesn't like head.
She doesn't even like
head. She only likes peanut butter.
Does anyone else have any unpopular opinions?
My unpopular opinion is that mac and cheese is trash.
Boogie, I'm going to make mine.
Wait, you?
Oh, your mac and cheese.
I'm going to make you my mac and cheese.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, okay.
I was like, wait a minute, where did this just go?
Out of all the times that I've had mac and cheese, like, I've been eating mac and cheese for a while because everybody's like, mac and cheese is bomb, it's the greatest thing ever. And it's just like, nah, I've only had one mac and cheese that was like bearable.
Okay. Bearable, wow.
Damn.
You know, Bug, I know it's weird, but try it, all right? Try ketchup in the mac and cheese. I used to not fuck with mac and cheese.
Basic
yo,
ass. Huh?
Ketchup and mac and cheese? Yo, I know it's not really bawdy, but it's really
ketchup
good.
Ketchup, you put raisins in your pastelito.
Oh,
nah,
chill.
Ass.
This is heinous.
I'm not mad. I don't
fuck
with that.
Any other unpopular opinions before
okay,
we move
thinking,
on?
This is typical of us, about it, and I agree with it. Unpopular opinion, I think pineapple's bomb on pizza.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Right. I thought she was going to say that. And then you said it.
I'm team pineapple.
Y'all already know this. I mentioned this on another episode. I fuck with pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, it's
but it's like, why? Because
so
many
delicious.
Better things.
So many
no,
better
there
things.
Is, but like, it's not
delicious.
Bad, though. Like, it's still a good
it's not, it really isn't bad.
I'm allergic.
I could do pineapple and
bacon. You're allergic to pineapple.
I'm allergic.
He still eats it.
I'm allergic to pineapple, and I will still eat pineapple on pizza because for some reason, my soul loves pineapple on pizza so much that I'm not allergic to it when it's on pizza.
Oh.
Okay. All of a sudden, okay.
That's like me.
So it's I just come down and touch EMP saying, you good, Itch.
Nah, I'm actually dead ass right now. Like, y'all think I'm playing. I'm serious.
Wow. It's a whole mind game.
Yeah. Any other unpopular opinions before we move on?
Twitter's better.
Twitter is the shit. Twitter is the shit. Oh, also another unpopular opinion. The movie Hot Tub Time Machine is one of the best movies ever. Don't care what anyone says.
That's never random, but I
it has its moments.
That was random, but I liked
the movie. Dude, the moment when the guy had a gun to his head and he had to give his friend head.
Oh, my
God. And the guy fell over. I lost my fucking mind.
I don't know what's happening.
You need to watch Hot Tub Time Machine. That's the point. So, it's funny. On our next segment. We talked about, we answered some of your anonymous questions. We talked about what's trending right now. And now I have a new segment. Y'all ready?
And just Grammy Award winning interlude songs.
Okay, so this next segment is going to be, well, I want y'all to help me come up with a name. Maybe on talk. Twitter, but it's going to be about
sex.
It's going to be sex facts, like sex something, like saying y'all ain't know about sex. I want y'all to help me come up with a name. I want y'all to use the hashtag Ange Code and, you know, listen to this next segment, you know, things you maybe have not heard about that you didn't know about sex, and help me come up with a name for the little segment.
This might be corny, but what you think? Sex herbs.
Sex, you know what? Nah, right. Sex herbs. I can see how it sounds good in your mind,
but it don't actually sound good.
But it doesn't. Sex herbs. It sounds like some kind of variation of herpes or something.
Any other ideas sex right herbs. Now?
Just go.
Nah, we could just. I like the Twitter idea. Do you have
sex education?
Sex,
I was thinking about something
sex education.
Sex education.
Nah, we're gonna stupid. Think about it. I want Twitter to help us out. Mm-hmm. Use the hashtag AngeCode and help me come up with a name with this for this segment for the next episode. And you know what? The person who's one that I choose, I'll send you a free candle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Can I get a free candle?
No, we support each other, and you're going to buy a candle. Thank you.
I'll buy it.
At full price.
Thank you.
Don't even ask for a discount.
Don't even use the discount code.
Support artists.
Shit. Coño. Friends like you, Derry.
I'm struggling right now. That's all.
Shut up.
I've also used the discount code.
Right, fuck out of here.
Listen, y'all. Listen, not only follow my personal brand Instagram, AngeCode_, but also follow my candle page. I make candles. I sell them. They're lit. It's radiante.co, radiant with an E.co on Instagram, and you can check it out. So this segment, like I said, about sex, whoever's name I pick off of Twitter, or if you DM me, if you don't have a Twitter on whatever, I will send you a free candle. First sex fact, if you didn't know, only 18% of women orgasm on vaginal penetration alone while having sex with a partner.
I believe it.
I actually knew that.
I thought it was going to be way 18%.
Higher. Yeah. I believe it.
I thought it was going to be way higher than that.
I thought it was going to be higher, to be honest. I thought it was going to be like a solid, like, 41.
Right.
No, I know girls who have never had one.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
age never yeah, had one.
Wow,
yeah, it's, you know, very sad.
I knew a homegirl. I guess in her culture, I think. Speak up. Oh my bad. In her culture, they mutilate. You know, kind of. I guess cut off a bit of the clit.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So it takes a lot. Like she barely gets any orgasm, and when she does, it's because like a nigga's eating her out. OD. Like,
wow. Fucking bitch. You could orgasm off her fucking.
But like that's all she got. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that sucks though for her.
Oh yeah, that fucking sucks.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry. Ouch.
I'll
yeah,
give you my
that's.
Pussy.
I thought, girl. I thought.
Say like I don't like her anyway. Fuck sex.
I was gonna thought it was gonna be a little bit higher, but I do like you really need to understand everybody out there, men, women, whoever's gonna be having sex. You really need to understand that like for both, it's just more pleasurable when there is like foreplay, when there is like significant like arousal before the. Physical shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like your mental really, really has to, really is connected to like your sexual energy. You know what I'm saying? So,
we're whole beings. Like,
right.
Connected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So, Yeah, that was one of the sex facts. Next sex fact. Actually, I want to ask y'all, how many thrusts do you think is in an average sex session?
Ooh.
How many thrusts?
Five.
Now, let's be real. Let's be real.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
That's not a lot.
This is the routine, right? I don't have a routine. I'm just fucking with y'all.
Nah, what's your number? What's your number?
I'm going to go for 150.
Okay. Dairy. What? Dairy, go.
Hey, RoboCop.
Go.
I don't know how many thrusts, man. I could probably say a good solid, like, 10 to 15 minutes. But this is like...
Not no, minutes. Thrust. This like is each, a thrust. Like one. Two.
I'd be jackrabbiting, but like I'm fat now, so I'm not as fast as I used to be. Get tired. Slow it down a little bit.
Like, think of a song.
Why is Bright counting right
Yo,
now?
Yo, okay.
He's doing math.
This is my
go, thing. Bright. What's like, your thought? How many thrusts?
I'm thinking like a thrust every 2 seconds. So like maybe 30 thrusts a minute.
We got the math.
So 30 times 10 minutes. We doing like 10 minutes.
Like 300.
300 thrusts.
Okay, I like that.
That sounds like a lot.
Go ahead.
Yes, that's why.
Hey, get down like... the bow flex. I'll tell you that.
I wish we could see.
I wish I could see Bright's thing. Okay. Yeah. I wish y'all could see Bright's face.
What do you think, Boogie? How many, the average sex session, how many thrusts do you think goes into it?
I mean, I could kind of like piggyback off of Bright's like hypothesis.
Bright did the math.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Bright was like 300 thrusts.
He was having flashbacks for like research purposes.
He sending me.
He counted the 300.
What's your number? What's your number?
I mean, because that's the thing. Like, I can go off of like 300, but like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you like go slow, sometimes you speed it up. So
right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep the
throws your average off a little bit.
I'm going to give y'all the average. The average sex session goes for 100 to 500 thrusts.
Okay.
You was on the money, right? Right to the math. He said two thrusts per 1 second. 1 second. How many seconds in a minute?
Really? I was the math major.
Go ahead.
I don't know what happened.
Sex mathematician.
Bro. Yo. Okay.
Y'all gonna have to chill.
Okay. Last thing before we wrap up the show. So, the last sex fact is, remember, don't forget to submit your names for the segments. Names. Use the hashtag AnchCoach so I can see it. The last sex fact is post-sex sadness is a real thing. Yep.
That was with the right person.
Post-sex, nah, but I'm going to tell y'all. But it's not just about, like, sadness because, like, if it's not the right person. Like, it says here, have you ever cried after sex, even if it's really good sex? If the answer is yes, you might be relieved to hear that it's actually really common. People sometimes get intense feelings of sadness, anger, distress after sex, sometimes after orgasm. But yeah.
I did not know that. Wow. Yeah.
There was one time, like, I like had sex and I was like, damn, I shouldn't, like, why did I have sex with this person?
Like, you wasted a body.
And I was really upset about it. Like I cried. Like, I was very... It's not about wasting a body. I don't give a fuck about no numbers. But it's just like because of the circumstance, it's like, damn, I really gave myself to somebody like this. And they don't fucking deserve this pussy. This fucking...
Amen.
That shit is golden, fellas.
A-grade platinum ass pussy.
Double platinum, no features.
You feel me?
No features. Double platinum, no features.
Double platinum, no features.
But, I have definitely been upset about that. I think it's... it is... I've heard friends say something similar to...
Wait, so in those certain situations, you had an orgasm right before... You felt that way or no?
This is like post-sex sadness. So like after you have sex, like, yeah, I would have had an orgasm, whatever. But like just in general, I have had like moments of deep sadness after having sex with somebody. I'm like, damn, like what the fuck?
Yeah, I like went through it for a year. I was just like, what am I doing? I'm not going to say what year, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I was just super like thinking about my, after I got my life, I had to think about my life and it was super sad. Sometimes.
Yeah. For like a while. On the flip side, I do want to ask y'all, have y'all ever had like bomb ass sex where it made you cry?
No.
I had like...
No? But wow, y'all all answered in unison. I've cried. One time I was having sex and tears came out of my eyes.
Because of how good it was.
That's powerful. That's beautiful.
Y'all know I'm emotional. I was getting it.
That's true.
From the back, too, I was like, let me just make sure he don't see my tears coming out of my eyes because this shit is bomb.
Yo, y'all seen that meme with the cat looking
at me? She was just so grateful.
My little heart grew two sizes. I was grateful. My eyebrows do this thing. Like, I'd be like,
deadass. That's every time I know you're about to bawl. That's true. Bright, do the wop wop again. Wop wop.
I'm fucking
dead,
bro.
Yeah, come on, yo.
I have.
Bro, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I'm not gonna lie. Y'all know I'm emotional. Y'all know I'm emotional. But yeah, it was definitely like a moment.
Wow.
My eyes are crying right now.
Having like flashbacks and shit.
Yeah, yo, my eyes are dead ass a little teary. Nah, but it was like fire.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever had like bomb ass sex, but the person is just annoying as fuck? Like, damn, you can't stand that.
Ouch.
Or for you can't fuck with them. Like, yo, that's just happened. Like, damn, you lucky this pussy is fire. Yo,
wait, break that down. So like, why? Okay. Yeah. So the
pussy this is the last topic.
Worth the annoyance to you.
Yeah, and it was temporary for me, so okay. I could have done that, but god damn, yo.
Okay.
Are you judging me right now?
No, this is,
I mean, I can't.
That's never happened?
Nah, I just can't, like, I mean, beforehand, like, when I was a dog, maybe, like, yeah, I could have did that.
This is bitch, I'm a dog. Woo! Like, the whole dog.
Woof, nigga. Man,
Boogie is a change man for y'all in here.
Sort of, like a connection, you know what I'm saying? If I find you annoying, I'm not gonna want to fuck you, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it's like a turn off at this point. Before, like, it's like, all right, yeah, I've been with a dude who's annoying as a help.
Don't look at me.
You know
me,
what I'm talking
sis.
About? That's why I was looking at you.
That's why I see you.
I've been with somebody who's just aggy, like, not in a relationship, but like, you know, fucking and
stole back.
It was just, I was like, nah, you're annoying. And it was just like a turn off. Like, the sex was great, but then it just, you know, it was just a wrap. Mm-hmm.
All right, but Boogie, if this person is bombarding you with, like, crazy ass snaps and photos, you just gonna say no?
That's harassment, nigga.
Harassment?
Unsolicited, unsolicited ass.
Yeah, dirt bag. Like,
I need another vibe.
Like, trying to trap my friend.
Yeah.
Nah, but
wait, so wait, like, when
go ahead.
Nigga, we listening.
No, because
go
no,
ahead, real was, quick. Okay, go ahead.
When y'all was fucking, you never like thought about how annoying she was while y'all was fucking.
Nah, man.
It
just, it all out. This shit was crazy.
Like okay, giving back.
She was a dancer like, too, so like,
oh, Derry, oh, dirtbag, Derry.
I'm done.
Okay.
Wait,
what,
okay.
Everybody, thanks for being here today. Yeah.
I feel like we're
bounce.
Okay.
I think Bright's like part is my favorite part in the whole thing. And Gary's little shoulders. Yeah. Like, clapping with all his might.
Yeah. Mighty mom.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for using the hashtag AngeCode. If you want to submit anonymous questions for the next show, go on to the link in my bio and you'll be able to do that. Follow me on Twitter, on Instagram at @AngeCode_Boogie. Tell them your Instagram handle. Everybody, tell us your Instagram handles one more time so people can follow you.
So Instagram and Twitter, but follow me on Twitter. I talk a lot of shit on that. Boogs the God, BOOGSDAGAWD.
Boom, book. I was about to say Boogie again. Break.
No, I'm Boogie. No. All right, y'all. The personal handle is Bosaze, BOSAZE. The YouTube handle is @onthebrightside_94.
Let's go.
Shit, I forgot my. Oh, it's Derry again. my is fresh.
My name is Derry.
My name is Jeff. Sorry. Nah, it's a Fresh Justice on Instagram. It's a 3 S's in the fresh.
Let's go, Shayla.
My name is Shayla. I am a member of the 9 Trey Bloods.
Yes, queen.
Confirmed.
Just kidding. Please do not come get me. Okay, my name is Shayla. My Instagram and Twitter is nonchalant. SHEYLA.
Let's go. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us, boo.
I appreciate y'all. Tell your friends about this podcast because we motherfucking back.
Yeah.
Hashtag Ange Code.